Russia told me yesterday. He only sticks his hand inside. He only put his hand inside the house and took something out of the balabas's hand and took it outside, so the yoni is chai. Because he made a nakira from the balabas is holding the piece of bread inside his house. That's in Rishus HaYochid. So the yoni took it out of his hand, made a nakira from Rishus HaYochid, and put it down outside. The Mishnah says he's chayiv. So at the Gemara, my chayiv, why is the yoni outside chayiv? Vabina nakira, vahanocha miagabi mokum, dal dal dal. You have to make nakira from a place which is dal dal dal. That's called the chashiv mokum, where the chaykos was resting on this place. It's called its resting. So if you take it out of this place, that's called the nakira. Fuleka, here the bread was resting in the balabas's hand. The balabas's hand is less than dal dal dal. So shouldn't be called the mokum munach. So when you take it out of the balabas's hand, you should be potter. It's not called the main nakira. That's the kasha. Why does the Mishnah say yichayiv? If you take it out of the balabas's hand, his hand is not a chashiv mokum. And tomorrow, first of all, Torah says, Omar Rabbam, Homani Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yoma loy dina mokum abal al arba. You don't need a chashiv mokum dal dal dal. It doesn't have to be 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim by 12 inches by 12 inches. Ditinan, what's the rai from Kiva Shita? Ha'zorik Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus Rabbam B'Yemsa. You throw from your house to your friend's house, going across the Rishus Rabbam. Here's Rabbi Kiva Machayiv. Rabbi Kiva says Yechayiv, V'chom and Poitrim. V'chom and say Yepotim. So the Poitrim is like a Chomim, because you made an Akira in a Rishus HaYochid, and it landed in another Rishus HaYochid. Yepotim? Rabbi Kiva, what kind of Kiva? The more Rabbi Kiva, Sovar Amrinon, Kluta Kimishun Chodomi. Kiva holds a new Svar of Kluta. Since it goes through the Avir of the Rishus HaRabim, just flying through the Avir, it's colored in the Avir of Rishus HaRabim, it's Kamisha Huncha. It's as if it landed in the Rishus HaRabim itself. That's what the Kiva swore. The Drashi Kluta, HaChefet Toil the Niklat the Avira, since it goes through the Avirom, Shal Rishus HaRabim, it's Kamisha Huncha B'Teichayu. The Yafagav Lanach. Even though you wasn't Nach. So this is the Rai, you see, according to the Kiva, for Hanoch, you don't need a Chosh V'mokim, Dal Da Dal. His mother just going through the ear. It's called, like it was Munach there, so Avadev, it rests on some place, Avadev is called a good Hanoch. So according to the Kiva, you don't need this Yisoid of a Chosh V'mokim, Dal Da Dal. No. But Yodi, you don't say it. Place me that next to bottom places. I will. The matzim yud. They said kishachefetz biyode shaloni oishav balabayit lo shayet kluta. So kishenoisem balabayit to biyode v'yotzi eloy mechayiv. The bottom where it's in your hand, it's not called cold in that mokum, because your hand is a chosh of a thing, so it's like nowhere. It's only when it's going through the avir do we say it's considered like it's colored, like it landed on the ground. But that's a very shvachra landing on the ground. You see, you don't need a chashiva hanocha according to Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, lemeimro, comes to the Rabbi saying, now lemeimro, divshita le Rabbah, Rabbis poshet him, did the kluta kimishun chadami, that the machlekes in the Rabbi Kiva and the Chum is between this halacha of kluta kimishun chadami, over teicha sarapligi. And the machlekes says, we are throwing it through within 10 tefachim of the Rishus Rabbin that has a shame Rishus Rabbin to it. So drashi v'teich yud. Because if you throw it, is you're in one Rishus HaYochid. You're throwing it across the street. Now when it's going across the Rishus HaRabim, if it would be higher than Yutzvachim, is Lav Avi Rishus HaRabim. Like we spoke about last time, that more than Yutzvachim high is not considered like Rishus HaRabim. Ela Avi Mokim Turu. Garfilu Kluta Leka. There wouldn't even be a Shiloh from Kluta. Kluta means the Chayfet is going through a Rishus HaRabim. It's in the Avir or the ear of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Kiva says that's considered as if it landed on the ground. So you want to say it's pshita to Rabba, that's the machlokes. For me, boy, the Rabba. Rabba had this for Shiloh. The boy, Rabba. Rabba cleared a Shiloh. Lomat the miyut pligi. Where is the machlokes? Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. In this case, we throw from one Rishus HaYochid into another Rishus HaYochid, and it's going through Rishus Rabbin. Do we say the machlokes is we're going lamata miyut pligi? Then of all pligi, what's the machlokes? Like we're saying, Rabbi Kiva saw the kluta kemishun chadami. Rabban and Savi layer mean the kluta kemishun chadami. They don't hold from this small kluta. So therefore, you made yakir in Rishus HaYochid and it landed in another Rishus HaYochid. Pshita yapater.
But according to this tzad, if you would throw the chepitz above yutfachim of the avi rishus rabin, so it went through like an avi mokim ptur, is kuliyama is potter, divri hako potter, and what's the chiddush now? The kuliyama lo yafin and zorik mimoshit. You do not learn out the malacha of zorik from the malacha of moshit. Moshit is handing. You hand from one to another. Now in the Mishkan, they used to hand the kroshim of the Mishkan from one agola to another agola. They used to have wagons, and the people on this wagon would put a kerish, and they want to pass it down. They would pass it down from this wagon to the next wagon. So, and the wagon itself was more than yutfachim high. So a person was standing on this wagon, and he would put hand it over to the person standing on this wagon. That's called the malacha. So your moshit from this rishus yachid through a rishus rabin into another rishus yachid yichayim. That's the malach of Moshit. Now Moshit is even the malam yutzvachim, even though it's the malam yud, that's called the malach. So we're going now zorik, though everybody holds lo yafina zorik Moshit. Only in the Mishkan they handed the kroshim with heavy pieces of wood. They used to hand it from one person to another person. That's the malachim. But if you take something and just throw it, then they didn't throw the kroshim in the Mishkan. Therefore, throwing, you have to come on to a rishus yachid to a rishus rabin. But here we throw from one Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, everybody holds your potter. That's this tzad. If you'd be throwing it l'mala meyud, you'd zichah be potter. Even though there's a meleches moshit, moshit is only when you hand. Well, we'll soon see one Rashi.
Wait.
What?
So
what?
So even if they're passing, but it's never leaving, it's never going into
That's a malacha that they did in the Mishkan, that they handed from Rishus Yochid through Rishus Rabim into another Rishus Yochid Yechayim. Nothing to do with the fact that it landed in Rishus Rabim. Just the fact that it passed through it, Yechayim. That's a new mitzvah of a malacha Moshit. So we're saying now we do not learn out Zerich for Moshit. That's only Moshit when you hand it. But if you're here, you're throwing the chayfits, everybody holds your potter. That's one shayla. That's the way it did in the Mishkan. This one says.
Was the
Malam
in the Mishkan?
Yeah, right. The Malam in the Mishkan. Avlamali, the Bakapotel, couldn't look at the Mishkan. Iduma is at Gumarne. Iduma, Rabbi Shalom was like this. Iduma, Lamalami, listen, Iduma, Lamalami, you'd pligi. The Machlekis Faket, we are throwing it, Lamalami, you'd. And you're standing in Rishus Yochid, and you're throwing it higher up, Lamalami, you'd, leaning into next Rishus Yochid. Well, the whole pligi, this is the Machlekis. You do learn out the malachas zorik from the malachas moshit. Since in the Mishkan they used to hand pieces of the kroshim of the wood of the Mishkan lamala meyud, they handed it from one agola, one wagon which was Rishus Yochid, to another wagon which is also Rishus Yochid. But since in between was Rishus Rabim Yechayiv, so Kevikiva, who what then if you throw? If you throw from Rishus Yochid into another Rishus Yochid, Yechayiv. As even though the Akira is in the Rishus HaYochid and the Anoch is in the Rishus HaYochid, still Yechayit. Rabbonin Tzavri, no. Lo Yalfin and Zorik Mimoshit. We do not learn out Zorik Mimoshit. In the Mishkan, they only used to pass the Kroshim. Moshit means your hand from one hand to another hand, but not Zorik. They never threw something L'malo Meyut. So that's the Machlokes of Akiv and the Rabbonin. What will be Avol L'Matzim Meyut? But on this side, what's going to be if they throw it lamata miyut? It could be divrei hakol chayiv. Everybody holds yichayiv, but everybody holds you'd say the svara kluto kimishun chadomi. So rather have a shaila. What's the machlekes Reb Akiva and the rabbanan? Is the machlekes lamata miyut if you say kluto, or no? The machlekes is lamala miyut if you learn out zurich from Moshit. But at this side, everybody holds lamata. You would say kluto kimishun chadomi. My time is at Gemara. I'm reading on Klut Kamishun Chadami. Of course, everybody would say that Svara. So, like us was saying, Rabbi says for Pshitas, that we only go according to Rabbi Kiva. Mashram of the Machlaikis says, Lamata Neyud, and if you say Kluta or not. So, Gemara Nechnami, Holy Kash, it's not Shver. Bosa di boy, first Rabbi had for Shiloh, he was Masupik, what's this Machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonin? Is the machlekes where they throw it from Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid through Rishus Rav? Is the machlekes they throw is lamala miyud, or else the machlekes they throw only lamata miyud? So the Mora Hoda afterwards ishutalei, he himself was pushed it. The Sava Rabbi Kiva kluta kemishun chadami, that Rabbi Kiva holds no, it's only a machlekes when you throw it lamata miyud. As everybody holds, if you throw it lamala miyud, you'd be potter, because you don't learn out zurich throwing from Moshit handing one to the other. Malchikas here is when you throw it, lamatim, you're through the avir of Rishus Rabin. But the Akiva holds a new svara. When it goes through the avir, it's kami kishun chadami, as if it landed on the ground for a second, and then it went further. That's why Yechayiv. And the Rabbanim say, no, it's never considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabin. So you made Yakir in Rishus Yochid, and it landed halach in Rishus Rabin. In such a case, you put it. Such Rashi. The teich you said zerek mimoishes Rashi. The evil bemoishes by handing v'rishus hayochid the rishus hayochid derech rishus rabim through rishus rabim afilu lamala afilu lamala even on top miyud kain mala meperek hazerik. The Gemara says later in perek hazerik dichayif the yafinan meagolus shel midbar. We learn out from the agolus from the wagons in the midbar shemoshita nesakroshim izuluzu. They used to hand the kroshim from one wagon to another wagon. The wagon itself was Rishus HaYochid. It was Lamala Meyud, the wagon. Ubeinayim, in between one wagon to another wagon, was Rishus HaRabim. They didn't throw the kroshim. Shleyes Kalkulu, you don't want the woods to break or to be miskalkul. So the malacha they did in the Mishkan was called Moshit. They used to hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. It's the case of the Yechayiv. Even though it's Chiddush Chorch of Life Shnaim Shasu, we'll see later the kashas on this. But that's the way they did it in the Mishkan, and for that Yechayiv. So the Shalom is, though, we say you don't run out Zurich, though. Zurich throwing, that wasn't in the Mishkan, that way you'll hold your foot. That's where we're coming out. The Rabbi was Chita, if you throw it Lamal Meyud, you Zicha Potter. You don't run out Zurich for Moshe. The machlokes is only when you're throwing it within yutfachim of the Rishus HaRabim. It's going through the avir of the Rishus HaRabim. So the Akiva holds this new svara, kaluta kimishuncha. When it comes into the avir, into the air of the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered like it landed. So it's called Yemei Hanocha. So according to the Akiva, pshiti si, you do not need a makam dalad al dalad. Because this landing, this so-called lumbisha landing, is not called like it really landed on the chosh of a makam dalad al dalad. So Mela, our Mishnah that says, when the Oni stick his hand inside the house and took a piece of bread out of the Balabas's hand, is Chayiv, it's called, he made the Akira from Rishus HaYochid and put it down outside, it's Chayiv, goes according to the Kiva. But the question was, the Balabas's hand is not Dalad Adalad, so why when you take it out of his hand by Yechayiv, it wasn't Munich and Makam Dalad Adalad? The Torah says, our Mishnah goes according to the Kiva, that you did not need this Chashva Makam Dalad Adalad. For the Gemara, that's still not good. For the Gemara, Vidilma, you only have a raya, hanocha hudulay boy. Maybe you only see, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not need hanocha, a chashiba mokam dal da dalit. Abu Akira boy? Maybe in Akira you would need. Maybe to be accurate, to start the malachim, there's the chafetz matkila has to be called its munach, it's resting in a place. And you're being accurate from that mokam. So when you take it out of a mokam, maybe that's where it has to be, matkila in a chashiba mokam dal da dalit. And that we don't have in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Balabas is holding the bread in his hand, and now the person on the outside sticks his hand in and takes it out of the Balabas' hand. So why Yechayah, the Balabas' hand is not Dalal Adalit? And maybe for Nakiri you need Dalal Adalit. You only see Rabbi Kiva's Mekel by the Hanochah. Rabbi Kiva's case was you picked it up from Rishus HaYochid, that was Dalal Adalit, and you threw it through the Shus HaRabin. So you see it's called Munach, you don't need Dalal Adalit. And maybe the Akira is more Choshev than the Hanochah. Because Nakira is told you're starting the melacha. Real Taisa says, because the whole Yisrael to say you should need, Dalad Adalad, because Nafasak al Yetzi Ish, Nimkoimai. And usually a Mekoimai Shaladim is Dalad Amas. Usually your place is called Dalad Amas. So the Makor turned out from is from the Akira. Al Yetzi Oda means don't go out from your Rishus HaYochid, means don't make the Akira from your house to walk out to Rishus HaRabim. That's the most kasha. Maybe it's more mistavra that an akira has to be in a choshva mokim. You have to take it out of a choshva place where it was resting in the mokim dal dal. In the chanami, Rabbi Kiva says the anocha could be even kluta. The anocha, if you put it down in somebody's hand, that would be good, you'd be chayiv. But the shalom is, how does the Mishnah say that even for the akira you chayiv, maybe for the akira court, everybody should have to have a choshva mokim. That metchilu the chayfas had to be resting in a choshva place dal dal, and then you make an akira from that mokim. But it's shver the Mishnah, when the chayfas was in the balabas's hand, why when the oni outside sticks his hand and takes it out of his hand, is he chayiv? He didn't take it from a mokim dal dal. For the Marv Dum Anachu Duloy Boy, or the Hakira Boy, maybe even according to Kiva, you have to have an Akira from the Makam Dal Dalid. So it's still Shver Al Mishnah. El Zakti Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, who does Al Mishnah go like that will bring a Rai, even the Akira doesn't have to be from a choshev makom dal badalid or mani rebbe. Our Mishnah goes like rebbe. So the Gemara, hi rebbe, which din of rebbe do you have a raya that akira does not have to be from a choshev makom dal badalid? Eli mahodet tanya. This din zora. If somebody was standing in the Rishus Rabin and he threw it dal amos in Rishus Rabin, now usually that's a new type of a melacha. If you throw Dalad Almas in Rishus Rabim and it lands in Rishus Rabim, you're also Chayim. Who are then if you maver Dalad Almas, you pick a Chayvat up in Rishus Rabim and you walk Dalad Almas and put it down, you're Chayim. Who are then if you throw it Dalad Almas, you're Chayim Rishus Rabim. Here the case was Zorach, Venach Agabe Ziz Kolshu, and landed on a Ziz. A Ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of a building, like a small piece of wood, which was not Dalad Adalad. It was a very small piece of wood sticking out. So Rebbe Mechayif, Rebbe says Yechayif. So again, you see that you do not have to have the Anoch and the Mokum Dal Dal Dalit. Because this kol shu is only a kol shu. It's only a small piece of wood sticking out in the Rishus Rabim. So Vay says was sticking out less than Yutvachim. So it's called now was Munach for Rishus Rabim. Yechayif according to Rebbe. But Chomim Poitrim, Chomim say Yepotter, Poshet they hold. It's not called a Mokum Dal Dal Dalit, therefore Yepotter. So our Mishnah go according to Rebbe. For the Gemara name, there's no riot at all from this case. Like we want to say later, we'll say later in Daf Ches, the way Abaye answered this Gemara. The Yomar Abaye, what are we talking about? The Elon, the tree, Hoimid Rishus Yochid. It's the bark of the tree, the ground of it is Rishus Yochid. The Noifoy, the branches of it, Noitl Rishus Rabin. The branches come out sticking into Rishus Rabin. The Zorak Venacha Noifoy. If you were standing Rishus Rabin, and you threw a Dalal Damas, and it landed now on a small branch of this tree, which is Rishus Rabin. Right. Is the Rebbe, Sav Rebbe, holds Arinon, Shad, Yenoifoy, Vosa Ikroi. So Rashkan's Svaris, we say the branch goes after the Ikra tree. Since the Ikra, the bark of the tree, is the Choshev Amokim, that is Dalad Adalid, even though this branch coming out of it is a small branch, it's not Dalad Adalid, we're Mashav, this top Mokim, as if, just like the bottom is the Choshev HaMokim, and all the branches coming out of that Mokim is also called the Choshev HaMokim. So Melech's code was Munach for Rishus Rabin on a Choshev HaMokim. As you say, Shadya, we put, Noifoy, the branches, Vos Ikroi. You give the branch the same thing as the Ikra of the tree. Rabbon and Tzav Rabbon say, no, Laya Rinon, Shadya, Noifoy, Vos Ikroi. We don't say this Svara, that we put the Noifoy, Vos Ikroi. Therefore, the small branch where it landed on is not Dalad Adalad. So Chum say Yepotter. That's why Yepotter. But it's no riot to our Mishnah. Because even according to Rebbe that says Yechayiv is not the Pshat Rebbe holds you don't need a Mokum Dalad Adalad. The Pshat is you have a Mokum Dalad Adalad. That since the Ikka, the bark of the tree, is Dalad Adalad, he holds the Svaro, all the branches that come out of this bark is also like a Choshev Mokum Dalad Adalad. Mashenki in our Mishnah, where just the Bala Bot is holding the bread in his hand, even the Ikka, the feet of a person, is not Dalad Adalad. The man himself is not called the Choshev Mokum Dalad Adalad, he himself. And his hand for sure is not Dalad Adalad. That's still Shved Mishnah. Why, when the Bala Bot is holding the Chepitz in his hand, why do we say Yechayah, the one that takes it out of his hand is not Dalad Adalad? Such Rashi, Zorak Mirishus Harabim Mitchilas Dalid L'Soyv Dalid. You threw something in Rishus Harabim through Dalid Amis, so therefore you should be Chayiv. V'Nach Agave Ziz. It landed on a small piece of wood. Mikol Eitz Hayetzim in Akoysa. Usually Ziz means a piece of wood sticking out of the wall. Kori Ziz, that's called a Ziz. Is Rabbi Mechayiv Alma Deloy Boy Hanach Amokam Dalid? You see, you don't need a Mokam Dalid. The Moritz says no. We go like Abaye says later that the Svari Shadya Noifoy Bosa Ikri. You put the branches Bosa the Ikri of the tree. The Hev is a Trashi Kamunach Rishus Rabin. It's still considered like it's Munach Rishus Rabin. Our Mokum Dalad. That this branches now has a Chshivas like a Mokum Dalad Dalad. Why? The Ikur Mechashav Lelanoif. That since the bark of the tree, the bottom, is a Choshev HaMokum Dalad Dalad, that makes all the branches that come out of that bark also a Choshev HaMokum. So it landed on the bar, on the branch, all the way up there, which is in Rishus HaRabim. It's considered, Rashi says, like it landed Rishus HaRabim, just it has the mile as if it's Dalad Adalad.
Isn't that a case of Moshe? So? In the Mishnah. So this is a case of Zorik.
We're not talking about Moshe now.
I understand, but isn't our Mishnah a case of Moshe?
Just so. So what? Our Shiloh is now you need a Mokim Dalad Adalad. What's the difference?
Nakira. Yeah, but Zorik Moshe Glayalfino, that's what we said.
That's for something else. That's how you're doing the melacha. B'shal de'akira. The Mishnah's not Moshe to Mishnah. The Mishnah's called Nakira. You took it out from here, from a Shusha Yochid, and you put it into a Shusha Rav. That's not Moshe. That's called you made Nakira. You carry something from a Shusha Yochid to a Shusha Rav. Moshe is something else. Moshe, you put from one Shusha Yochid into another Shusha Yochid. Yeah. So kids, here there's no rayas of tomorrow. And by the time there's the kasha, even the Havamin is very shver. Because we're only bringing the rayah according to Rebbe again that the Hanocha doesn't need dollar dollars. We already have Rebbe Kiva that holds you only need dollar dollars for the Hanocha. Though kasha was, though maybe the Akira needs a makam dollar dollars. So what was the Havamin of Bechal of the Gemara? The Gemara brings rayah from Rebbe. Rebbe is only talking about again about the Hanocha. Alright, so Gemara just answers better. The Gemara says Bechal, but Rebbe have no rayah at all. According to Rebbe here, when it landed on the branches of this tree, it's considered like a makam dollar dollars because of the bark. I'll bring you right from a different Rebbe. Titania, Zorak Rishus Rabin Rishus Rabin. Somebody threw from one Rishus Rabin into another Rishus Rabin. So for that alone, you'd be potter if it didn't go Dal Damas in the Rishus Rabin itself. Rishus Yachad Biemza. The Imam is standing by the end of one Rishus Rabin. Then there's a Rishus Yachad, and you throw it over the Rishus Yachad into the beginning of the next Rishus Rabin. Is Rebbe Mechayev. Rebbe holds Yechayev. The Chum and Poitrin. Chum is Sahir Yipotah. The Chum is very good because you made an Akira Bushus Rabbin and an Anacha Bushus Rabbin. You only Chayiv and you have Avorah, Dal Damas. It has to go Dal Damas through the Bushus Rabbin. Here you didn't go Dal Damas through the Bushus Rabbin. It went Dal Damas through Rushus Yochid. That's not called Avorah, Dal Damas, Bushus Rabbin. So Chum is saying Poshi Yipotah. You didn't do any Malacha here. The Rebbe holds Yechayiv though. Why is Rebbe holds Yechayiv? The Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmuel Mechayiv Hoye Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe holds Yechayiv even for two malachas right now. Achas Mishum Hoytso V'Yachas Mishum Hachnosa. So who the Svarid you say Kluta Kemishun Chadami? As Rebbe holds, when you throw it from the Rishus Rabbim through the Rishus Yochid, it's considered like it landed in the Rishus Yochid. So you made a Hoytso. You made Hachnosa. You took from the you made a Hoytso. From Rishus Rabin, you brought it into the Rishus HaYochid, that's called Hachnosa. First you made Hachnosa. You were standing Rishus Rabin. You threw it through the Rishus HaYochid. So it sit it like it came into Rishus HaYochid and landed on the floor. You made Hachnosa. Now it's still going weiter to the next Rishus Rabin. And sit it like you made the Akira now. You picked it up again and it went weiter to Rishus Rabin. That's called you made Hoytzor. That's why you're Chayef for two. You're Chayef for the Hoytzor and for the Hachnosa. It's by standing in Rishus Rabin. Throwing it through Rosh Hashanah Yochid, landing another Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you chayif for two. So here's a good raya. You see, claw the Akira and the Hanocha is considered through a din of Kluta Kemishun Chadami, which is not called the Chosh Mokum Dal Nadalat. It never really landed in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Just since it went through the Aver of the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, it's considered like it has a din Munach in this Mokum now, and vice as if you picked it up again and you threw it again into Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So according to Rebbe, he had chloraya. Both the Anochi and the Akira does not need a chash v'mokim dal dal dalit. But the more Alma, loy boy Akira, for loy Anocha, mokim dal dal dalit. That's the reason why Yechayiv too here. So the more of Aitin is no rise from here, no. Hoyitma lo, we learned on this, Rabu Shmuel Yama Tavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel are both Mazda, Waspsha and Rebbe. Loy Mechayiv Rebbe Yelib Rishus HaYochid Nekura. We're talking about we went through the Rishus HaYochid, like went through the house. Through a room that has a roof on the room. As this side is Rishus Rabin and the other side here is Rishus Rabin, you open up the window here and you open up the window here and you threw it straight through the windows. So it went through the house. There's a new svar now of the house. So we say, the Arminian, we say, base for a house is Commander Malia Domi. And a house is considered like it's filled up to the top. So therefore, it's like Rashi says, it's considered like there's Chveitzim. Whereas the house is mamish filled up to the top. So when it went through the Avir, it's considered that the Gemamish landed on the ground. Now the ground is called the Chosh V'mokam, Dal Dal Dalit. If inside a house it's called like it's filled with things, there's Chveitzim piled up to the top, like you have Svarim piled up to the top, and you throw something through the Svarim, so it's considered like it landed on these Svarim. Now these Svarim right here is Dal Dal Dalit. So that's why you Chayiv. A new Svar where the Mokam is Makura. So Rashi, Makura Shiesh Lo Gagav, it has a Gag there. Is command amalia, we say, dover sosim, something that's closed. Me called sad, like a house, that's all four sides and the roof and the floor. It's closed, is heavy kamali chveitzim. It's considered like it's filled up with, let's say, swarm or anything, chveitzim, ad gagoy, Mamish filled up layers and layers to the roof. The ain aviroi choshen avu. The avu inside out is not considered like air. Hilkach, kol ha-nizrok l'teich, anybody that throws it through the house, heavy kamunach. That's a good svar. It's like munach in the middle of the svarim. So it's mamish a whole layer of svarim. That's why you chayiv. Zayiv for the anoch. It's considered like you threw from Rishus Rambam into the Rishus Yech that landed. You chayiv for the achnosam. And it's going weiter into Rishus Rambam. You make a new hoitzor now, a new apira now, out. But that's only by Mokim Makura. Mashenki, Rishus Rabbi, you don't have that svarim. Right? In Rishus Yoch goes the Malam Yud. Rishus Yoch does not limit Yud. Rishus Yoch goes out to Shemayim. Fred Gemara, Vechitem, and maybe our Mishnah is the same thing. Vechitem, Hochi, Nami, even our Mishnah is also talking about like that. The Makura, we're talking about where the Balabas, the ending inside the house, where the house Makura had a roof on top of it. So that Gemara, Hotten, that Rishus Yoch. That's good where the Balabas is standing inside his house. And he has something in his hand. And the Yoni outside puts his hand inside to take it out of the Balabas's hand. That's good. Since the Balabas is inside, it's considered Commander Malyadomi, and it's called like a Makam Dalal Dalit. Abibushus Rabbin, the other way. We have another case in the Mishnah where the Balabas puts his hand outside his house and takes it out of the Yoni's hand. Now, the Yoni is standing outside Rishus Rabbin, or Rishus Rabbin can't be Makura. If Rishus Rabbin would have a roof on top of it, that's not called Rishus Rabbin. We'll soon see, because learn it out from the Mishkan. So when the Oni is standing outside, his hand outside, Zich has to be in open air. And so the Mishnah says that the Balabas puts his hand outside and takes it out of the Oni's hands and brings it inside, the Balabas is Chayiv. So there it's Shver. When the Balabas took out of the Oni's hand, it wasn't Makura there, so there's no Makam Dalal Dalal. Freddy Gemara, Vichitei Makam, now the Makura, our Mishnah is also where it's Makura, where it's a roof on top of it. That's good, the first case of the Balabas when he's inside with Rishus HaYochid, Mekura. But Rishus HaRabin, Mekura Michayiv. So if you want to say the Sefer, where the Balabas, where the Oni is standing outside, and the Balabas takes it out of his hand. Now the Oni is outside of Rishus HaRabin. If you want to say his Rishus HaRabin also had a Kura, had a roof on top of him, is me Michayiv? With the Balabas inside the Chayiv is considered like he took from the Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid. V'omar Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Omar Rebbe Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Hamadir Chayfet, Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabin, Makura Potter. If somebody carries a Chayfet, even though he picked it up and walked Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabin, but since over this Rishus HaRabin you have a Kura, you have a roof, you have a tent, on top of you is Potter. Why? If he's saying the Doimah or Digre Midbar, not Doimah to where the Eden walked in the Midbar. In the Midbar, when they traveled, in the Midbar, they used to have Rishus HaRabim, that the whole Yidim would walk through there. It was 16 Amos wide, and they used to walk through the Midbar. Now, when they walked through the Midbar, there was no Makar on top. Even though they had the Anana covered on top of them, but it wasn't called the Kar, though. It wasn't Mamash right on top of them. So all the Malachas have to be doing to the Mishkan. Let's see, Rashi, do you say it here? Rashi, Hotayna, Rishus HaYochid, the Balabayis, where the Balabas is standing inside. That's good that we say when the Oni takes out of his hand the Oni is Chayiv, that's good. Since the Balabas is inside the house, his house is command the Mal Yadomi, it's considered the Chosh V'makam Dalal Dalal. Ela Rishus HaRabim the Oni, for when the Oni is standing outside. The Mishnah also says the Balabas taken out of his hand is Chayiv, Mi Mukmis Le Demekaira. Could you put that case when the Oni is standing outside is in the Rishus HaRabim that has a roof on top of it? We have to be doing Lo Digbe Midbar. So Trashi v'chol maleches to Shabbos. All the lamed test maleches that we have on Shabbos is mimishkon gamrinin. We learned it out from the Mishkan. Is any choshev malacha that they did in the Mishkan, that's considered a malacha by Shabbos. Lekaman. What's the raya? Be the nismercho pashas Shabbos la pashas Mishkan b'vayakim. The Torah, pashas b'vayakim, the pasuk first says about Shabbos, and then it says right away the maleches to Mishkan. So we see that the malachas that's choshev by the Mishkan, that's called the malachas that's choshev also by Shabbos. So therefore, if you're learning out a malachas havara dal ramis in Rishus HaRabim from the Mishkan, it has to be such a Rishus HaRabim when they have it in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there Rishus HaRabim, they walk through the Midbar, they do not have a kira, a roof on top of them. Therefore, our Mishnah cannot be talking about there's a roof on top of the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, you'd be potter. So now let's read our Mishnah. Our Mishnah still says even Rishus HaRabim, the Yoni standing outside his hand, is a chashev a thing to be chayiv for. I not dal radalid. I Rebbe says he chayiv. That's only Rishus HaYochid. We have a makam makura. We don't have a makam makura. You should be potter. So it's Rishus HaRabim. Who can our Mishnah go like?
Is it Rishus or Mufura have a din of Matan Tfura?
I'm not sure. Some people say, somebody standing in his place. The kibel chai.
I mean, the case where you zerg, you throw something, you're standing here, you picked it up, and you threw it to somebody standing Daldamas away from you, and he caught it. Now that person is standing still, didn't move, and when he caught it, you're chayim. Because since you made the akira here, and you threw it to him, since he didn't move, so that's the place where it's supposed to be munach. So it's munach, like from your akira came...